What is the fastest you've seen someone go from "this is your new coworker" to "we wish them the best in their future endeavors"?
Take this job and shove it.
Oh, more, yeah.
I ain't working here no more.
It's not.
Sometimes it's by choice, and sometimes it's not.
It's not normal that we get a double shot of Johnny Paycheck in one week.
No, it's been a long time.
This text: I was a 911 dispatcher, and we had a few people make it one shift and one shift only. They could not understand the dark humor we used to cope, and one wanted to pray with every caller that called in.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be,
glad your heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
Take quite an emotional toll on you, though.
Yeah.
I would think you need the dark humor or something to separate you from the trauma.
Yeah, there needs to be some kind of disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a really short stint at a job? I did a day and a half once.
No.
You did, Steve?
Yeah.
With?
It was in college over the summer. I just needed a job. So there was a temp agency close by, went in there, filled out the application, and they called me the next day. They're like, "Hey, we got you a job. It's at a big warehouse for Simon & Schuster, the book publisher."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, cool. All right. So I guess I figured I'd be like boxing up books or something, mm-hmm. throwing them on a truck, something like that." Now these warehouses were massive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're standing at one end, you can barely make out
anything
on the other end, probably 300-400 yards long, just huge. And I got there the first day and met with whoever the supervisor was. And they said, "All right, well, you're going to be on maintenance." I'm like, "Okay, no big deal." Emptying garbage cans, throwing stuff in the dumpster, breaking down boxes. That's what I'm figuring. And he handed me a little broom and like the little dustpan receptacle that's on a stick. And he said, "You got to sweep this warehouse."
The warehouse?
Like, don't you have a machine for that or something?
Or at least a garage broom that's wider?
Yeah.
It was like a kitchen broom?
It was a little, the little kitchen broom. And he said, just start on this end.
Did that person hate you?
Work your way down. I did it for a day and a half. And on the second day at lunchtime, because it was 10 minutes from my house, so I could go home, eat lunch. So I went home and I ate lunch, and I was like, "I am not going back to this stupid job."
I don't blame you.
No, that's worst. Awful.
But yeah, I mean, I quit. I wasn't.
By the time you were done sweeping it, it'd be time to sweep. You'd never be done. I guess that's the reason.
In a day and a half, I got maybe 3/4 of one of the warehouses done.
That's a really inefficient thing to pay a person for.
I know.
I mean, given that there are machines or bigger brooms.
Yeah.
That would take much less time.
All right. What's the quickest your coworker became an ex-coworker? Wayne in Nashville. Hi, Wayne.
What's going on, guys?
Not much, bud. What do you got?
So I am a training supervisor for a refueling company for aircraft there at the Nashville airport.
Okay.
And I had a trainee for 15 minutes. We did one flight. He says, "Take me to the gate. This isn't for me." And that was it.
Like, what had happened that made them say that? Or was it just hard?
I guess he just thought it, it was a cooler day. So it was at the beginning of winter time.
And, okay.
So I guess the cold just got to him.
Yes, those Nashville winters.
they can be brutal.
I mean, I'm sure it was cold, but he had been outside before, right?
I mean, was he hanging on the wing at the time?
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast. 15 minutes is going to be hard to beat. Thank you, Wayne.
Wow. Boy, that's really having very little commitment to something.
I guess when you know, you know.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, better that, I suppose.
David, this ain't for me. Oh, man. Surely you can make it to lunchtime at least.
Joe in Albany listening on Q1057. Hello, Joe. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we had a guy come. I do tier two support for technicians.
Okay.
For a major telephony company.
Okay.
And we hired a guy, six-figure job. He comes in, does his HR paperwork. We set him down and say, you know, any questions? He's like, nope, got it. I've been doing this for a while. Call comes in. We said, there's your first call. He takes his first call, 15, 20 minute call, working with technicians, not working with customers, but technicians, professionals.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He takes the call, says, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Never comes back.
Wow.
Truck calls, blocks us, never answers the calls, never explains why. And it was a good, easy paying job, because after a week, you got to go home and work from home.
Do you think there wasn't an actual technician on the line, but like a guy shaking him down? Like,
yeah.
Hey, Johnny, we tracked you. We found
like,
you.
We could never figure it out. I even called the guy that he was working with and said, hey, was there an issue? He goes, no. I said, did he seem confident? He goes, he seemed like he knew what he was doing. Then what happened? He goes, you know what? He just said, I don't like this. And he didn't tell us that. He just left.
It's like, was part of you like, was that guy even real?
Yeah.
Did we all just see a ghost?
These guys are so say.
And we had spent, you know, tons of money doing security background checks and all that stuff.
That's insane.
That's right. Really wild.
So you no doubt lost money on that deal, right?
Right. You know,
that's got to be one of, that's going to be one of the great mysteries of you and everyone else who witnessed it of their life. Like, what happened?
And one of us, the guy that referred him was like a good friend, had known him for years, tried to call him and he wouldn't even talk to him anymore.
Wow.
Like, just we never found out. Everyone. He just literally ghosted everybody.
Wow. Do you ever get the urge to look him up on social media now or Google him and see if like
find him?
He went on a bender or something?
I know, I haven't.
What was his first name? Maybe he's listening and he'll call in.
You know, this was like 5 years ago. I don't remember now.
Oh, but man. Yeah, it was all right, like, well, if that was like, you got to call in because I'm invested
now. Yeah, if you've just heard your story. Yeah,
it was literally like, what the heck happened, guys?
Like,
my boss is like, was there any problems? I'm like, no. His PC was set up. He had his desk. You know, they bought him breakfast for the morning. I mean, it was like.
That's wild.
He was treated like a rock star coming in.
Right? That's I guess really he just wanted wild. That breakfast. Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, it's worth crazy. All that paperwork.
That is really crazy.
Wow.
This text from Northeast Pennsylvania. I lasted only 3 hours at the Bacon Bit plant. The smell was too much. I told them I left my inhaler in the car and I never came back. I don't know why, but in cases like that, normally I think like just abandoning your job's kind of a butthole move. But in for something like that,
if you're entry level at the Bacon Bit factory, you could probably be replaced pretty easily.
Yeah. Was it Bacon Bits or Bacos? Were you at the knockoff or the real deal? Or are they all made at the same plant?
Probably. Yeah. Just packaged differently.
That's one of those places where you never think, I wonder if there's like Bacon Bits just exist. They don't get made somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously
you can
they
just
do,
order them and they're
now
they're.
That I'm used to regular Bacon Bits though, like the idea that at one point we used crunchy little weird Bacos on things is disgusting to me.
It was
like putting like bacon flavored nerds on your cereal.
When I was
or, I mean on your salad.
High school, if I was making myself a hamburger, I would pack them into the burger.
So crunchy.
Which actually wasn't bad. But now it feels kind of trashy.
It just feels, yeah.
I bet it's still good though.
All right. Hard.
I think what we're going to find out is this topic is a lot of people disappear off jobs because Brian joins us from Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian.
How you doing, guys?
Good. You have a mysterious short-term coworker as well, right?
Yes, we did.
What happened?
So it was his first day, and he came in. We went into the shop, and he decided to put his hand into a vise and crank it down and then smash it with a hammer.
What? His hand?
Yes. He totally destroyed his hand.
What?
Wow. Because he just wanted to get disability?
And I don't think you said it on the air.
That's kind of what we thought. But he just said, we asked him why he did it, and he said, I just wanted to see what it felt like. I'm pretty sure he had a couple of screws loose up there.
I'd say he had them all loose.
And then he left and never came back.
Yeah, that was it. The supervisor was notified of what happened and then asked him why he did it. And he said he just wanted to feel what it felt like. And then someone came and picked him up and then he never returned.
Was there ever any follow-up?
Yeah.
Like, with,
did he just get a job where he was working with technicians and was going to get paid $100,000 a year?
Yeah.
You worked at a ski resort. You worked at a ski resort when this happened.
So yeah.
That's insane.
Was there like a mental health hospital nearby or something that maybe he wandered away from for the day?
Yeah.
I would hope so that he would go get some help after that episode, but it was very shocking.
Wow. Brian, did you see it with your own eyes?
No, I was thankfully I did not see that. I'm sure it was pretty brutal.
Like, I can't imagine being a coworker and you're like, hey, new guy, what you doing? I just want to see what crushing my bones feels like. Hey, could you stop that? Not till I smash it with a hammer.
No, that's like horror movie stuff.
And then he turns around. He's like, all right, guys, smell you later. Boom.
Wow.
Man, thank you, Brian.
Yeah, I'd be glad that guy didn't last. Like, can you imagine if he came back the next day? He'd be like, oh, God, he's back.
Jeez, what's he going to do this time?
We need more of these calls. 1-800-947-3979. Tell us about your mysterious disappearing coworker that was there for just a short period of time.
My God.
Holy crap.